The KFEK Morning News. Tune us in on the radio to get updated as you head in. Then stream us on your desktop at work to stay updated all day. Now the news continues with Amy Lewis and Ed Crane on News Talk 1530 KFEK.
5:40, 20 minutes to 6. So how do you feel about the people you work with every day? 4 to 8 to 10 hours a day, perhaps even more. Over 91% of people spend a huge chunk of their day frustrated by their coworkers' dysfunctional behavior. Managers waste 37% of their day dealing with dysfunctional behavior as well.
And that's all according to the book, Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love. And joining us now is the author, 20-year management workplace consultant, Roxanne Emmerich. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, and too bad it's not quite Monday yet.
We just missed by a day.
Yeah, we just missed by one little day.
Okay, so really, how did you research this? How did you get your information?
Well, I started off as a commercial lender making loans to businesses right out of college, and then for the last 20 years, I've been trying to heal these businesses because I watched what happened with the financials of business based upon how people didn't like their jobs and the language that they used. And so I have a process that for the last 20 years that we use in one day. We'll take companies that haven't grown more than 2% a year for 10 years, and within 30 days, they're growing 35% just by getting people alive and passionate back in the work. Again, getting all the energy vampires to stop doing those things they do.
Energy vampires, I like that. Do we have some kind of energy stake that we can drive through their hearts?
Well, we don't have to have a stake through their hearts, but we do.
That's Dana getting violent.
I'm sorry.
You got to be careful,
Rex. It's early.
But what we do is show them how to be in the workplace, because most of us have been excuse people. Most of us have been gossips. Most of us have been whiners. But the reality is that when we're doing those behaviors, we're sucking ourselves dry, and we're certainly sucking dry everyone around us. And so what we do is we show employees how to call it tight with the people they work with. We call it call it tight. Whenever somebody uses those kind of behaviors or talks in that way, we get them to ask them to stop doing that and to use advancing language instead that moves ahead the situation. And the results are amazing time after time after time.
Or they have to put a quarter in the jar.
That's right.
That's what it is. Hey, Roxanne, when you talk about creating an atmosphere at work that is cohesive for everybody, do you talk about how to sort of maintain your integrity and make sure that you are accountable to everything that you do and still kind of create an atmosphere where everybody gets along? Is that really possible?
Not only is it possible, but we have many of our clients in the banking industry, and you know what's going on in the banking industry right now, are having record quarters and record years in a time when the banking industry is in as big of a mess as they have been since the Great Depression. In fact, many of my banking clients asked me to write this book saying, if this book was just in the hands of our clients, we wouldn't have bad loans. So it's not only possible, but it happens time after time just by changing the way people interact in the workplace, getting them to play nice in the sandbox together.
Roxanne, I'm wondering, because you say, you ought to start your Monday morning off right, so you just had a great weekend, you're going back to work, and you're not too excited about it. What can you do from the moment you step in the door?
Well, the moment you step in the door, you want to decide to be of profound service to the people around you and to customers. There's this crazy belief that what we do is about customer satisfaction. Satisfied customers will leave you if they can get better pricing someplace else. And so what you want to do is start figuring out, how can I add massive value? I also recommend people create massive results. And so figure out from your boss, go to your boss and say, what are the three things that we can measure that I can get some profound results in? And let's measure and celebrate those on a daily basis.
Hey, I got to ask you this, Roxanne, because I read a little bit about this, but you have to explain what a hoopla team is, and are we going to get injured if we join the team? It sounds like we have to pay smiles on our faces and walk around and make sure everybody's happy.
Yeah, it's not just about getting on the happy bus. It's about creating results. I'm sorry, I've got a little bit of a clog.
That's okay.
It's about getting some great results. And so the Hoopla team has a process they follow, but they're the ones that move the group ahead. They're in charge of the rollouts. They're in charge of taking a customer service standard, measuring the heck out of it, celebrating it on a daily basis and on a quarterly basis, and moving that through. So they're the ones that get the key initiatives and key results identified by the exec team, and then they're the ones that move it through, but they're the ones that celebrate, though. So it's not just about happy faces and clown noses. It's about celebrating the good results and getting about winning again during a recession.
Yeah, I like you. Very positive, Roxana. It's a pleasure to talk with you this early in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you, and please invite your people to go for free to the ThankGodIt'sMonday.com site, and they can pick up the free audios that they can listen to with their work teams just to learn how to do these things and start to have a better and more productive workplace.
Got it. My people are listening right now. I'll be sure and also put this up on our website. I'll put it up on our website, Roxana, so it's just a click away. Thanks very much. That's Roxana Emmerich. She is the author of the book, Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love.